We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Authorities in the northern suburbs are concerned that flooding problems caused by heavy rain last night and this morning may just be starting for people in the area. We get an update from WBBM's Andy Dane.
Mike Warner is director of the county's Stormwater Management Commission.
It varies widely across the county, but in the worst parts, we've probably got 7-8 inches of rain.
The biggest problem, he says, is that the bulk of the rain has come in 1 week.
A lot of road closures. The north branch of the Chicago River is very flashy. So as soon as that rains, you know, within probably 8 hours, it's in flood stage. It's impacting homes. Unfortunately, that has happened along the north branch Chicago River in Lake County.
Another potential problem, a flood wave coming in from Wisconsin via the Des Plaines River.
That would affect us on the Mainstem River all the way from the Wisconsin state line down to Cook County.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Chicago man is charged with kidnapping, robbing, and sexually assaulting a 14-year-old student from St. Lawrence High School in Burbank. Police say 22-year-old Marquise Miles had been on parole for a gun charge at the time of Monday's attack. He's accused of approaching the girl on Central Avenue near 78th, approximately a block from the school, and using a gun to force her into an alley where she was assaulted. Police say it happened after Miles had just gotten off of work. His workplace in Bridgeview is a place where he was arrested on Wednesday.
Supporters of a 98-year-old Japanese internment camp survivor who was allegedly swindled out of at least $700,000 by nursing home employees believe they're one step closer to justice.
Grace Watanabe is 98 years old, suffering from dementia, and has no living relatives, but she's hardly alone.
We're here to just make as much noise as possible.
Michael Takeda is the CEO of the Japanese American Service Committee. They were in the courtroom at the Daly Center for a status hearing on Watanabe's case. They want restitution from the five employees and one caretaker of Symphony Residences of Lincoln Park, who they say stole most of her life savings. Acting Cook County Public Guardian Charles Goldbert wants the state's attorney's office to file criminal charges because financial exploitation of the elderly often goes undetected.
That's why in a case like this, where we know that it happened and we have all the facts, it's critical that criminal charges be brought as a deterrent to protect vulnerable citizens.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The would-be developers of a Waukegan casino will get a chance to make their pitch to the Waukegan City Council and the community next week. There is a public hearing starting at 4 p.m. on September 18th in the Waukegan City Council chambers.
The companies vying for the casino project have widely differing plans, from fairly basic with a casino and restaurants to the more elaborate, including hotels, entertainment space, restaurants, and bars. One company, Waukegan Gaming LLC, is suing, alleging it has exclusive rights under a 2004 redevelopment agreement with the city. The players will pitch their plans to the council and the public at the meeting, and the public will have an opportunity to weigh in. The Lake County News Sun reports a final decision is not expected at the meeting. That will come sometime in October. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An 18-year-old from Gurnee who says vaping put him in the hospital for almost a week is suing e-cigarette maker Juul, and he says he's terrified of what health problems he might face in the future.
At age 16, Adam Hergenrader started using e-cigarettes. He says about 80% have been nicotine, 20% THC. Now 18, Hergenrader says last month he got sick.
I started just throwing up nonstop. I couldn't control it. And then the difficulty breathing started to onset, and that's when I knew something was wrong.
He says he is terrified of having health problems in the future, and his mother Polly says his thoughts of becoming a firefighter are gone.
That is definitely not going to be something he's going to be able to do at this point.
Adam Hergenrader, through his attorney Anthony Romanucci, is suing Juul and the gas station that sold him the vaping material.
Adam didn't stand a chance to avoid getting hooked on these toxic time bombs.
The lawsuit asks for damages. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Juul did not comment directly on the lawsuit, but said, "We have never marketed to youth and do not want any non-nicotine users to try our products."
After weeks of crowdsourcing, an event designed to bring the Evanston community together will begin with scores of people boarding buses tonight headed for Alabama in a modern-day twist on the Freedom Riders and Rosa Parks.
Acclaimed author and law professor Brian Stevenson has spent his life challenging racial bias in the criminal justice system. He created the Legacy Museum, from enslavement to mass incarceration, often called the Lynching Museum. And now a group of 100 Evanston residents from every walk of life, every race, creed, and color, ages 19 to 79, will make the journey to Montgomery, Alabama to experience it. The effort is spearheaded by the group called Dear Evanston. Leader Nina Caven says it's been her dream to take a group there. Two busloads are making the emotional journey, enriching the conversation on race. Felicia Middlebrooks, News Radio 105.9 FM.
If you have some old bones or rocks that you can't identify, the Field Museum is offering to help. Bill Simpson is the head of geological collections and the collections manager of fossil vertebrates at the Field, which is hosting its sixth annual ID Day. He says the geology of the Chicago area makes it a prime spot for fossils and ancient rocks.
We're living on this Ice Age surface, so anytime you dig into that surface, you may find Ice Age items.
ID Day runs tomorrow from 10 until 2.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.